This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Several people were detained on Saturday night during a vigil for a woman murdered in London in a case that has caused widespread outrage in Britain about women's safety. As night fell on Saturday, around 1,000 people, mostly women, gathered at the site in South London to pay their respects and to protest at the lack of security they felt when out alone, with some chanting, "Shame on you," at police as they made arrests. The disappearance of Sarah Everard as she walked home on the evening of March 3rd has triggered a wave of accounts from women about the dangers they have felt and experienced when walking streets alone at night. Police discovered Everard's body on Wednesday in Woodland, about 80 kilometers southeast of London. A Metropolitan Police officer, Wayne Cousins, has been charged with her kidnap and murder. He had a court appearance in London on Saturday. On the one-year anniversary of the death of Breonna Taylor, an African-American woman in Kentucky, activists called for charges to be brought against the officers involved. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Louisville, Kentucky became the site of huge protests in the wake of the police killing of Breonna Taylor, a black woman who was shot multiple times during a botched drug raid by police last March. A grand jury eventually indicted one officer on wanton endangerment charges for shooting into a neighbor's apartment.
No justice! No!
Breonna Taylor's family and social activists gathered in downtown Louisville to honor Taylor's legacy. Speakers included Benjamin Crump and Lenita Baker, an attorney for the Taylor family.
There's always time to indict, arrest, and convict the cops that murdered Breonna Taylor.
I'm Jennifer King.
Visit VOAnews.com for more. This is VOA News. Hundreds gathered at a candlelit rally in Yangon on Saturday in a peaceful protest which defied the 8 p.m. curfew imposed by the military junta. The crowd sang songs and arranged candles around a red banner with RIP written in white. Earlier, security forces killed at least 12 people by shooting live ammunition at demonstrators. Thousands of protesters, many of them teachers and university students, held a rally Saturday in Mandalay, where at least 4 deaths were reported. Other deaths were reported in south-central Myanmar and in a suburb of Yangon, the country's largest city. The February 1st coup reversed years of slow progress toward democracy in Myanmar, which for 5 decades had languished under strict military rule that led to international isolation and sanctions. Russian police detained around 200 people Saturday at a conference of independent municipal deputies in Moscow, accusing participants of violating the law by attending a pro-democracy forum with ties to an organization the government has labeled undesirable. The Forum of Independent Deputies, organized by a group called United Democrats, brought together municipal officials and prospective candidates from across the country to discuss strategies for Russia's fall election season. Authorities said the event was sponsored by Open Russia, an organization they labeled undesirable in 2017 for its financial ties to the exiled Russian businessman Mikhail Khodorkovsky. A law claims to target foreign NGOs whose activities threaten the foundations of Russia's constitutional system, defense, or national security. The conservative interim president who led Bolivia for a year was arrested Saturday as officials of the restored leftist government pursue those involved in the 2019 ouster of socialist leader Evo Morales. Janine Añez was detained in the early morning in her hometown of Trinidad and was flown to the capital, La Paz, where she appeared before a prosecutor. After her appearance, she told reporters this is an abuse. There was no coup d'etat, but a constitutional succession. When Chavez and warrants against numerous other former officials further tensions in the South American country, already torn by a cascade of perceived wrongs suffered by both sides. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.